What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I'm your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first before making any changes. Yes, gang, welcome to another episode of the Type 1 Movement podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to be chatting about the four traits that you'll need to have great blood glucose control. Before we get into that, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app or whatever device or platform you're listening to it on, because it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics and positively impact our community. Also, give it a screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me at type1_Tom, share it on Facebook, because I love it when you guys reach out. Let me know that you've listened to these episodes and that they've helped you out. So, it's November, it's the first of fucking November. This year's gone rapid, man, like, at the time of recording this. But it is Diabetes Awareness Month as well. So, I always love November, Blue November, they say. Diabetes Awareness Month is great. I think it's a chance for all of us type 1s to kind of raise more awareness. I think we all do a fucking good job of that anyway, to be honest, in the community. I don't really think that we need a specific month for it, but I think it's great that we've got it, yeah. So I'm not sure fully what I'll be doing for it yet, but this podcast and this live is kicking it off, right? So, as I said at the start, I wanted to go over four traits that you're going to need as a type 1 diabetic to have great blood glucose control. And these are traits that, I mean, I've been coaching type 1s for about 4 or 5 years now. I've been in the fitness industry for about 10. And these are sort of common traits that I have myself and I've seen in the people that absolutely fucking smash our program. And even people that I'm speaking to, other type 1s that have got great control. Also, other type 1 coaches have these traits as well. So I believe that these traits are a must if you want to have great glucose control, right? And I think seeing all these different type 1s and speaking to so many type 1s, seeing these common things come up stands me in pretty good stead to be able to do this episode and speak to you guys about it, yeah? So the first one, we're going to get straight into this, not going to fuck about. The first one isn't really a trait, but it's something I'm really big on. I spoke about this to my clients when we did a training the other week. I've done a full fucking podcast episode on this. And it's you need a strong why. This goes for anything in life. You need a strong why. If you want great blood glucose control, you need to have a reason why you want it. Just so you can fucking play top trump with your mates and say, oh, I've got a better A1C, I've got a better time in range, I've got a lower average. That's not fucking good enough. It's not good enough. If you're one of my clients, you know this, just to get a great A1C so you can get on my board in my office, it's not good enough. Like, you need to have a really good why. Even saying, oh, I just want to be healthy, it's not fucking good enough. And the reason that your why needs to be very strong is because, like, we all know about motivation and stuff like that. I'll get into, like, a full training that I do with my clients. But motivation goes. What is left is your reason why you want great blood glucose control. So when things get tough, because things do get tough, you start to run tests, you get frustrated, you get a little bit overwhelmed with it, like you get fucking pissed off with it. I do, everyone does, right? Your why needs to be stronger than that to keep you going. So if your why is just to, I just want to improve my health, it's not really fucking good enough. I'll give you some like examples of good whys. One for you females, if you want to have a kid, that's a great why. To start a family, to bring someone into this world, right? That's a really, really fucking strong why. If you've already got kids or you've got a family, being around to help and support them is a fucking very strong why. A few whys for me is one, like, so I'm actually here and in good health to help my parents out when they need it. Another why is what drives me to have well-controlled blood glucose levels and keep putting the work in every day is my clients. I want to be a good role model for my clients. That's a really strong why for me. So when shit gets challenging and life gets challenging, that's stronger and strong enough to drive me through the challenges. And I said this to a lot of my clients, like, if you only take one thing from this episode, sit the fuck down, get a pen and paper out and write down the reasons why you want great blood glucose control. It could be that you've had a scare with your health. It could be you've had a scare with your health and you're told if you don't sort your shit out, then I don't know, like, you're going to get organ failure or lose your eyesight or something. For me, that's a fucking strong why. That's a really strong, powerful why. So you need to have a think about this. Like I say, it's not really a trait, but this underpins everything. If your why isn't that strong and you don't really give a fuck about it, this is probably why you keep stopping and starting. So you, that's a personal thing to you. You need to have a think about what the reason why you want great blood glucose control is. If that's not strong and it doesn't spark something inside you and you don't feel it, you're going to keep stopping and starting and you're going to quit. You won't give a fuck. Yeah. So that's the first thing. The four traits, and this is what I've seen amongst my clients, amongst other type ones, amongst coaches that we speak to, they've got a very, very strong why as to why they have to have great blood glucose control. That's the first one. Make sure your why is strong. It can't be that superficial, yeah? The second one is persistence. You're going to need persistence. For example, when we're running basal rate tests and things don't go the way that we planned, or we don't get a result that we want, or we're running carb ratio tests and things are getting in the fucking way all the time, you need to have persistence and be persistent enough to keep going and push through. If you're not, let's say you run a couple of tests, you're like, this don't fucking work for me, this is shit, blah, 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 and you're not being persistent, you ain't going to achieve great control. It's as simple as that. This is a very good trait that I see with all my successful clients. I've done a few episodes on that. They're very fucking persistent. They're like, okay, Tom, cool, I run this test, but wasn't the result that I wanted. This is what I did, X, Y, Z. What else can I do better? That's persistence. You need to be persistent. You're not always going to get it right. So making sure that you are persistent, and that links back to your why. If you've got a strong enough why, you being persistent will just happen. If you've not got a very strong why, you won't give a fuck. Your persistence just won't be there. Yeah, that's the second trait, persistence. You need that. The third trait is being an action taker. Being an action taker. By this, I mean when you do a little bit of research on something, or say if you listen to some of my podcasts and stuff like that, and you're like, right, cool, I'm going to go and implement that. Instead of sitting around trying to get more information and doing fuck all with it, yeah, you need to be an action taker. This is a big one I say amongst my clients when we're setting them weekly goals, we're setting them monthly goals, and they go and take action straight away. Don't just sit around for a fucking week, yeah, or 2 weeks and be like, oh yeah, oh, that was great. I'm going to do that. I'm going to run that test, but I'm going to wait a couple of weeks till I do it. Why? Take action and be fucking quick with taking action. Because if you take action, like now, and you don't get the results that you want, you're going to be like a week, 2 weeks, a month ahead than if you would have waited and taken action. Yeah, and your results are going to come quicker. So being an actual action taker, listening to, watching something, whatever information that you're getting, as soon as you've got that information, go and fucking implement it. Don't fucking sit around for weeks or a month. I'll start Monday. That's the best thing. I'll start Monday. We see this with diets and that. I'll start Monday. Why? Fucking start now. If you had a strong enough why and you cared about it, you'd fucking start now. So take action. Be fast to take action. Don't sit around. And the fourth one, some people might not agree with this one, but I'm going to explain why, yeah? Is being borderline obsessive. I'm going to use myself for an example. I'm an obsessive bastard. I've said this on a lot of podcasts. Whenever I get my mind on something, I will do so much fucking research. I will do everything in my power to learn about it, to achieve it if I'm setting goals and stuff like that. I did with DJing when I wanted to learn how to DJ. I did with my motorbike and stuff like that. I did when I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I'm an obsessive bastard. I don't mean that you need to be to my extent, but look, you need to be borderline obsessive with it, yeah? Because that way you're going to take everything in, you're going to have a strong why, you're going to be persistent, and this summarizes all four of these fuckers. You're going to take action. If you're not really borderline obsessive and you don't really fucking care, you're not going to put the work in. And it's simple as that. I don't mean you have to be obsessed over it and it has to take over your whole life, but you need to be borderline obsessed with it to a degree. Yeah. Borderline obsessed in improving your health, improving your control, improving your blood glucose levels, learning all you can about the condition, not just sitting there waiting and not taking action. These all link back in. So you need to be borderline obsessive with it. I don't mean completely obsessed, because I know some people be like, I can't be obsessed with it. I've got other shit going on in life. I understand that. You can't let it take over your whole life, but you need that hint of borderline obsession with it. Yeah. And I see this time and time again in my program. The clients that are borderline obsessive, that are really caring, that are really bothered, they've got a strong why, they're asking questions, those are the ones who are smashing it. Those are the ones who you're seeing the results all over our social media and stuff like that. Yeah. So you need to be, for argument's sake, the same. Like, I have got to where I am in terms of like my business, what I have in my life, from being borderline obsessive with things. I do not think you can achieve greatness in anything if you're not borderline obsessive with it, because you just won't care enough. Have a think about this now, yeah? If there's anything that you have in your life that you have fucking smashed, I bet you've been borderline obsessive with it. You've not just tickled it and been like, oh yeah, I'll do a little bit now and a little bit. You've fucking thrown yourself in 100%. It may have even taken over your life for a small amount of time, but you've got the results that you want, and it needs to be the same with your blood glucose control. I was speaking to a client the other day, and I like to think of our life in like a triangle, right? We've got our own health, we've got our work or business, if you're in a business, and we've got relationships. We cannot spread ourselves equally across all three of those. So our own health, work and business, relationships, if we want to excel in one. One of them, let's say it's your health you want to excel in. You're going to spread sort of more of your mental and physical energy in that. Your relationships and your work and business might have to take a little bit of a dip. You can't 100% in everything all the time. If you want to excel in something, the other two areas of your life are going to dip a little bit. You're going to have to make some sacrifices. It's not forever. And this is what I mean by being borderline obsessive. You're going to have to make some sort of sacrifices for, not forever, but so you can learn everything that you need to know about the condition in order to improve your control. Right? So these are the four. Like I say, the first one isn't really, it's fucking really important, but it's not really a trait. I'm going to skim over them and recap them before we jump off. First one is, you need a strong why. I can't tell you what your why is, but honestly, sit down, get a pen and paper, write down all the things that you care about in life, and I bet most of them, you having great blood glucose control will link to. Could be your family. If you've not got great control and you're in ill health, that's fucking bad on your family. So if you care about your family, there's your why. Do you know what I mean? Sit down, write them down. The second one is persistence. It's going to be hard. There's going to be times when you feel like giving up. If it was easy, it wouldn't be fucking worth it. If having great blood glucose control was easy, you wouldn't appreciate it, like with anything in life. So you need to be persistent when times get tough, because it gets tough for us all. Myself, all my clients, you listening to this, you watching this. But you need that persistence sort of trait in there to keep you going when times get tough. Or you'll keep stop starting and keep quitting. Third one, be an action taker. Don't take information and sit on it for a week or a fucking month. Oh, that was good. Yeah, I'll go and do that next year. Fucking hell. Like, if you listen to something like these now that you're listening to, take action straight away. Take action and implement straight away. You're going to learn better that way as well. And the fourth one is being borderline obsessive with it for a certain period of time until you get to where you want to be and until you can chill the fuck out a little bit with it. Yeah. I always say this to clients, like, our goal is type ones, especially when they're coming into our program. I'm like, this is going to take a lot of mental energy at first. You're going to have to be borderline obsessive with it. But this is so, down the line, it doesn't take up that much mental energy. It becomes automatic. It becomes habitual. It becomes much, much easier. But you need to be borderline obsessive and put the fucking work in at the start for you to ever get to that position. It's where a lot of times type ones fuck up with. Like sticking the toe in, not really too bothered, stopping and starting. Something gives a bit of a drive of motivation and they try and take control and something happens and they're not very persistent. This is the traits that I might do traits actually of the four traits I see why type ones struggle to manage the blood glucose control. I think that'll be a good one. Team, so a quick recap. Have a strong why. The four traits you're going to need to have great control over your blood glucose levels. Have a very fucking strong why. Be emotionally invested and connected to it. Second one, be persistent. Third one, be an action taker. Fourth one, be borderline obsessive with it. We've learned all you can about type one and your control and your health for the period of time that you need to get to where you want to be. Team, that is it. If you got value from this episode, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more type one diabetics. Thank you very, very much for listening today. Until the next episode, peace.